As many of you know, I come from a large family. There's 10 kids in my family, 5 boys, 5 girls. And just a few days ago, my brother had my nephew, a nephew, that which makes 19 nephews and nieces for me. So I'm used to large family, used to kids around all the time, running around everywhere. And our refrigerator is just full of artwork. And every single one is the Mona Lisa, is a masterpiece. You know, every single one is my mom loves, my, you know, as a grandma or, you know, and my sisters, all their fridges, same thing. It's something so beautiful about children, about their innocence, that they create this work of art, you know, macaroni art, or it doesn't really matter. And they're so eager, they're so excited to share that with their mom, you know. And then the question is always, oh, that's beautiful. What is it? You know, it's, oh, it's an elephant. And you're like, oh, that was going to be my next guess, you know. But the kids don't care. They want to share it. They want to share it with their parents. But you know, as kids get older, all of a sudden they start kind of realizing, man, may or may not resemble an elephant, right? And all of a sudden these cars, these gifts become fewer and fewer. And you know, I would tend to say that every mother, every grandmother, dads and granddads as well, they start to miss that. You know, it kind of starts going away as the kid realizes, well, this might not be so great after all. Or, you know, this isn't exactly what I was hoping for. And all of a sudden those gifts kind of stop coming, you know. We tend to do the same thing with God. We tend to do the same thing as we grow up, as we grow older, and we see our gifts as less than useful, less than skillful. We say, how could God possibly use me? What do I have to offer? And then like the apostles today, you know, perhaps we start hiding things from God. Here they are arguing about who's going to be the greatest, who's the best. And Jesus asked them, what were you talking about? And it's crickets, you know. They don't want to say, they're embarrassed, they're afraid. But holding something back, holding that back, whatever it happens to be, that's not exactly what we're called to, right? There's something beautiful. There's something profound about the innocence of a child who's willing to share everything, even if it's not perfect. Brothers and sisters, that is, so to speak, the definition of stewardship. This willingness to share everything and to not hold back. So often in our relationship with God, we think we can only share the things that are polished, the things that are already fixed, right? God doesn't want our problems. He doesn't want our sins. He wants us when everything is running smooth and peachy and we've fixed everything. That's simply not the case. It's not true. God wants you as you are, where you are. He loves you as you are. And to be a true steward is to recognize your gifts, where they are, how they are. The Wichita, we have that definition of stewardship, the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and then shares those gifts. That's what stewardship is all about. A grateful response of recognizing, first off, that we've received something and then being willing to share it, to be grateful and to be willing to share it. That's what stewardship is all about. And unfortunately, so often we box it into, you know, the time, talent, and treasure, which it's true, that's true, but it's so watered down. Stewardship is a way of life that goes far beyond that. And the reason I'm speaking about stewardship is this is a special weekend. This is the kickoff, the grand reveal of the stewardship renewal process for the Diocese of Wichita. And I'm going to go real quick to the sacristy and grab the new poster. And I'll be right back. Here we go. The new poster and the new theme for the stewardship for the Diocese of Wichita. Stewardship, a way of life. The image here, I'm sure it's hard to see, especially from the back. The image is of the rich young man who came to Jesus, right, with with the question of how do I gain eternal life? What must I do to gain eternal life, right? And Christ said, you have to follow the commandments. And the man said, I do that. Check. Got it. He said, what else must I do? And he said, sell what you have and come follow me. And the man left. He went away sad because that was too much. The following the rules, the doing, the checking the boxes, he's got that. But the deeper side of it, he missed completely. Now at the bottom, and I'm sure most of you can't read this, at the bottom, the new theme for the year. Once one chooses to become a disciple of Christ, stewardship is not an option. Once one chooses to become a disciple of Christ, stewardship is not an option. What that means is that if you want to follow Jesus, you have to be willing to give him everything. Like, holding back isn't going to cut it. I'm not good enough. I don't know enough about apologetics to go out and evangelize. I don't know. I'm too nervous to lecture at Mass. And so, I'll come, I'll sit in the pew, and that's it. It's so much more than that. Stewardship as a way of life. You know, if you're a follower of Christ, there's not really an option for not giving everything. Otherwise, you're turning away like this man, the rich young man, who had the boxes checked, he got that part, but then he turned around and left because giving all was too much. And so often we focus on our sins, we focus on our failings and our faults, and we think there's nothing left to offer. Brothers and sisters, that's what kept me out of seminary for years, just being too afraid. Who am I to go to seminary? Who am I, how can God possibly use me? It took years of God working on my heart and saying, Curtis, this is what I want for you. And to finally make that act of stewardship of saying, all right, God, this is what you've given me. I'm going to give it back to you, and it's all I've got. It's the best I have. Take it as it is. Take me from here. It's an act of stewardship. It's interesting in this gospel, when Jesus corrects the disciples, he tells them the plan of salvation, that he's going to suffer and die and be raised again. And immediately they jump to talking about who's the greatest, right? It's kind of, they miss the point. And then when he asks them about it, they just kind of are mute. They don't say anything. And his response is taking them deeper. It's to discuss with them. If you wish to be first, you must be the last of all and the servant of all. To be the least is to be the greatest. And finally, placing a child in their midst, said, whoever receives one such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. This gift, this idea of receiving, again, receiving, is a key word in stewardship. To be able to receive, to recognize what you have received, even if it's limited, even if it's not perfect. To recognize what you've received. If you were to ask me, what's the greatest act of stewardship I've ever seen? I could tell you, hands down. Several years ago, I was working at a hospital as a chaplain. And over the course of working there, there was a couple that had a miscarriage, just a little bit short of 20 weeks, had a miscarriage. And, I was not looking forward to going in and speaking with this couple. What do you say? What do you say? And so I go in there, and the mother, this is a few hours later, the child was born and lived for 3 hours miraculously. And the mother is sitting there holding the body of her child, looking at it with such profound, intense love. And she asked me if I wanted to hold it. And I did. Where do you go from there? And I remember wondering, is this mom going to be mad? Is she angry at God? And she told me, I'm grateful for the time I had, for the 3 hours. I'm happy to be able to share my child with you, with the nurses and the doctors. That is stewardship. To recognize a gift and to share it. Sorry. I was afraid this was going to happen, so. Whew. Well, there, it's out. All right, so I'll pass that hump. That is stewardship. The recognizing of a gift and the unselfish sharing with others. A gift that the world might not look on as being worthwhile. But believe me, the effect, the long-term effect on me and on others, on the family, is tremendous. Brothers and sisters, if you want to be a follower of Christ, you can't hold back. You've got to give everything. Let's be stewards. Let's make stewardship our way of life. To be grateful for what we've been given and to return it to the Lord on behalf of all those, on behalf of God and our brothers and sisters. That's what stewardship is all about.